Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But listen to what Elon Musk said. He's at the National Governors Association just the other day, and he's speaking to the governors of America and telling them specifically, he's already told them, you need to become aware of this. You don't even have an awareness of this, and when you become aware of it, then you're going to be afraid, and you should be.
Because he wants them to regulate, right? He wants them to really start thinking about policies and because they're policymakers.
Yes.
Because this artificial intelligence can get out of control.
It could send this out itself. And it's a fundamental risk to all civilization, he talks about. Let's join Elon Musk right now, the founder of SpaceX and co-founder of PayPal and founder of Tesla, as he's talking to the governors. Just the other day, the National Governors Association. Let's take a look.
On the artificial intelligence front, I have exposure to the very most cutting edge AI, and I think people should be really concerned about it. I keep sounding the alarm bell, but until people see like robots going down the street killing people, like they don't know how to react, because it seems so ethereal. I think we should be really concerned about AI, and I think we should. AI is a rare case where I think we need to be proactive in regulation instead of reactive. Because I think by the time we are reactive in AI regulation, it's too late. Normally the way regulations are set up is that a whole bunch of bad things happen, there's a public outcry, and then after many years, a regulatory agency is set up to regulate that industry. A fundamental risk to the existence of civilization. AI is a fundamental risk to the existence of human civilization. In a way that car accidents, airplane crashes, faulty drugs, or bad food were not. They were harmful to a set of individuals within society, of course, but they were not harmful to society as a whole. AI is a fundamental existential risk for human civilization, and I don't think people fully appreciate that. I think there's a role for regulators. That's very important. And I'm against overregulation for sure. But I think we've got to get on that with AI.
I mean, Elon, one of the creators of artificial intelligence, created PayPal and Tesla. And SpaceX, which is obviously artificial intelligence, correcting its flight and coming back down, laying on
its
side
again. He wants to go to Mars.
Yeah, he wants to regulate it. And he's not saying regulate for regulate purposes. He's saying it's a danger. It's a fundamental danger to mankind. So he gave a scenario talking about how one could start war in this particular National Governors Association. He said, think of it this way, that the artificial intelligence hacks into the Malaysian aircraft flight patterns,
routing system, whatever.
And finds out when an aircraft's going to fly over the Ukraine near Russia. It's going to track that. It's going to start sending out fake news saying, hey, Malaysia's doing, and this is not true, but it's just using the scenario. Malaysia's doing some terrorist type activities. Then all of a sudden they start sending and spoofing emails right around Russia, and the generals start panicking, saying, this guy, they're going to bring some damage to us.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden what happens? They shoot the aircraft. And that's what happened. In regards to shooting down an aircraft they felt threatened by, but I don't know if any other stuff happened. But now you can see where the artificial intelligence can actually, send out these drones, and they can do these different things. We literally have seen a drone with a Smith & Wesson 9mm, and it was flying, a real handgun, and it was able to pull the trigger. They have other ways to do this, but just show you that it could actually fire shots.
Oh, yeah.
It would fire a shot, catch its ground, fire the shot, and it was shooting at the target. So I mean, we're opening up to a huge vulnerability. You need God if you don't know God. God is the answer. The more you give to men, even Lance Wallnew says, because of technology and the greed of man, something of that nature, he says they'll never turn back. They just want more power and more control. And this is Lance, positive outlook,
yeah.
Lance Wallnew. So Elon goes on to say at the National Governors Association, he's talking about this artificial intelligence that's coming in. It's even going to affect job loss. There's going to be great disruption. The robots are going to be even better than us, smarter than us. And he says this is the scariest thing to him. Let's take a look.
So there'll certainly be a lot of job disruption. Because what's going to happen is robots will be able to do everything better than us. All of us, you know. I'm not sure exactly what to do about this. this is really like the scariest problem to me, I tell you. So I really think we need government regulation here, just because this is, you know, ensuring the public good is served. Because you've got companies that are racing, that they kind of have to race to build AI, or they're going to be made uncompetitive. You know, like essentially, if your competitor is racing to build AI and you don't, they will crush you. So then you're like, we don't want to be crushed. So, I guess we need to build it too. That's where you need the regulators to come in and say, hey guys, you all need to really, you know, just pause and make sure this is safe. And like when it's cool and we're convinced and the regulators are convinced that it's safe to proceed, then you can go. But otherwise, slow down. But you kind of need the regulators to do that for all the teams in the game. You know, otherwise the shareholders will be saying like, hey, why aren't you developing AI faster? Because your competitor is. Like, okay, we better do that. Anyway, so it's like, I mean, there's like something like 12% of jobs are transport. Transport will be one of the first things to go fully autonomous. But when I say everything, like the robots will be able to do everything, bar nothing.
Robots will be running everything. They'll be smarter than us. This is Elon. Elon, I think you see, he's a very intelligent man, very smart man. And he's saying, he paused for a moment there, but he's basically saying, this thing's going to be smarter than me.
Yeah.
And that, we've been there for a long time. Elon's just now just arriving
there,
where
yeah.
we've been for a long time.
He's also a lot smarter, probably.
Yeah,
than
but,
me, at least.
Yes, I'm talking about. So we've been,
Yeah.
We've always been amazed by what's going on. And so I want to encourage you that, as you're looking at this, this is what's taking place. And when you're looking at, what could potentially happen, this thing is spreading so wide. What he said at the National Governors Association is that you and the governors admitted to it. We don't even know what it is, how to regulate it.
Yeah.
And he says, first, you got to get together and get insight. And once you get insight, then you will be aware. Once you're aware, you'll be afraid, which you should be afraid.
Wow.
And you're looking at these drones, coming out of the belly of an aircraft. Okay, let's just say that was an American aircraft. What if that was a Russian airline, a passenger airline? Hmm. A commercial one, but all of a sudden these drones come out, and all of a sudden Dmitry Duderman's prophetic word about America and our nuclear sites, all of a sudden these drones just start finding this through GPS, and you think about John Paul Jackson's prophetic word was like, what happened to GPS? Maybe they shut it down, because if you shut down GPS, you shut down all these tracking capabilities and everything.
Wow.
I mean, we're just at some interesting times right now. But if you don't know God, this is time for you to meet God. Your computer is not God. Money's not God. America's not God. Things aren't God. Entertainment's not God. God's God. And he's outside of all of this, and he wants to come live inside your heart. And what you do is you make a decision. Say, Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of my life. I'm not going to burn my brain out trying to figure all this is going on. You are bigger and greater than all of this. And all you do is say, Jesus, I want you to come in my life. Now, we've made that decision. We shared a couple of our testimonies at meetmyfather.org. You got to meet him through his son, Jesus Christ. And you can read our testimonies and find out how we met the Lord and how we all need grace and how God's walking with us. And the same way he saved us, he'll save you when you call out to him.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Yeah.